Hello, mother people, and welcome to the episode number 5 of the Podcast Files. I am your host, the voluptuous voice of the voiceless, Jamal Scott, a.k.a. Cowboy, a.k.a. the Milwaukee Messiah. And today's episode, I'm going to go solo dolo on that ass, man. I'm about to tell you how it gets started and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's going to be like a 5-minute podcast, so if I talk real fast, please let me know. And anybody listening to the podcast, like what I'm saying, please comment below or just give me a like. Because this is going to be a Smash Mouth Hard by Karate podcast endeavor, man. I'm telling you. I mean, today's moving day, obviously. Hopefully I can get my own studio so I can do this more professionally as I'm currently doing right now. I'm just talking on my phone and recording all these rants. And you know what? Let me get started on something right now, how I get started, you know, because a lot of people really do not understand the story and the journey behind it, and I was always into radio and entertainment, TV and stuff like that. I always wanted to be on camera. I always, like, ever since the age of 7, I started reading sports magazines and the sports page at the newspapers back in the day. And then one day my mom told my uncle, saying, this boy is here 3 years old reading the sports page. And every time I look at the newspaper, Sunday's newspaper, I always go to the sports page, city and local, and to the comics. You know, some of my favorite comics back in the day, which was actually TV shows, was Garfield, I like Curtis, Peanuts, obviously, with Charlie Brown. That's a really good comic that it has a real good adaptation. So, I'll get started. You know, back in, I always wrote music and stuff. I wrote my first song called Haunter back when I was in 6th grade, I believe. 6th grade lunch, and I think I gave it to one of my friends. I think it was Tim. Please confirm they're not Tim. Yeah, I always loved writing music and stuff like that. So, and I always liked performing it. So, when I was in high school, we had these little poetry slam things. And, I always, like, when we had, like, talent shows, I always performed stuff. My radio thing is, like, I always seem to have, like, a gift of gab. The gift of talking. Because, you know, I like to talk on the radio. I like to, insinuate my voice. Like, oh my god! Turn 3! Johnson! Earnhardt, Nick and Nick, here comes the home stretch, and Johnson edged him out on turn 4. Jamie Johnson won his 7th championship to be tied with the King, Richard Petty, and the Intimidator, Dale Earnhardt Sr. Yeah, stuff like that, you know, it's kind of like a connotation of different ideas and different metaphors and stuff like that. So I really wanted to do something, but you know, the thing about it is you have to have a degree in mass communications just to get in radio. But I didn't have to have a degree to talk shit about sports, politics, and anything what the hell I want to talk to about. So, you know, I never, when I went to college and stuff like that for a while, I wanted to do like TV, broadcasting, radio, and stuff like that. But in order for me to do that, I had to go out of the state to Louisiana, to LSU, which I read. So, I mean, you know, I tried to see bad trying to criminal justice. Obviously, I didn't finish. But I don't think that was really my calling, even though I like to help people. It wasn't my calling, and plus, I wasn't really passionate about it, like I am radio and stuff like that. Now, the funny thing is, right, nowadays you have so many different avenues to get everything out. Like back in the day, you used to have to go to like SoundCloud and talk to record labels. But the thing about it is, like when I had MySpace, you know, my friends posted their music online, and I was like, my friend Audrey, shout out to Audrey over here, she posted a song called So Long, and I was like, you know, she has a real talent. That was back in about 6 or 7 years ago, but now you have so many different shows where you can exploit your talent, like America's Got Talent, American Idol, The Voice, all these different shows, and now you don't even have to go to record companies to get you on by things like YouTube. That's how, like, some of these guys get real big. Like, Soulja Boy got real big on YouTube. And I was like, what the hell? He didn't even have to get a record deal or nothing. I mean, it's so many different avenues now because the era of social media is getting so large that it's getting so saturated with people trying to make it big. But, you know, the old traditional way is, you know, is gone. And now it's the modern way. Like, people can get, like, 9 million hits and be huge. You know, I was listening to my boy, Mike Rapp. I love Mike Rapp. He's my dog. Mike Rapp said he never heard of Halsey, even though she got 9 million views. Dude, she's one of the biggest pop stars right now, and she's not that bad. You know, I like Halsey. I like her voice. You know, everything about it is so much going with the condemnation and stuff like that. So the reason why I always wanted to do, like, radio and podcasting is because I feel like this is my release of therapy to get all my anger out. And I know I don't talk in complete sentences. Sometimes I stutter and say a lot. That's the reason why I'm going off the doll piece. I don't fact check around here. So this is me talking to you on the mic on the real tip. So this is the solo dolo on that ass, Duke. And I always feel like if I ever do like a podcast and stuff like that, I can reach millions and millions of people. And I know one guy stopped me on the street and said, "You know, man, you really touched me. You got the talent. Keep on doing what you're doing, man. You go, boy." I was like, what the hell? I didn't expect for anybody to be listening. But then again, I posted, like, most of my podcasts and some of my videos on different social media outlets. And I was like, what the hell? And it's funny that one voice can travel and reach somebody and hit them right in the chest, hit them right in the heart. They felt like they have a connection with you. So, you know, this is why I really wanted to do podcasting, because I think that I have something to give to people, even though it's not the proper advice and stuff like that. I feel like I can help people out. But I've always been a person that likes to do things independently, because I'm a freaking tourist, Duke. And like I said, being in the radio broadcast and TV business is what I always wanted to do. And, I mean, now I have so many outlets I can do it on. And it's just really, really a good way to get my foot in the door, you know? So, this is the end of episode 5, How I Got My Start. You have been filleted, sauteed, and marinated. So, thank you for another blockbuster, hard-hitting, hard-body karate episode.